It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is BetCenter on VSiN, the sports betting network.
My name is Holden Kushner, and I am the host of the Denver CityCast presented by Bet Rivers, the VSiN podcast. All we do is bet on the Denver teams. The guy I'm with today, James Salinas, winner of the Super Contest, is with us. He is also in Denver. I'm in the Denver area. He's actually in Denver. So it's great to finally get a chance to work with you, Mr. Salinas. I mean, you're a superstar. You go up to the sports books. They're turning you away. Nothing happens. It's a big story. Something should have happened there. Super contest winner. I'm just getting you all ready because I got to spend 4 hours with you. I want to make sure you're happy. How are you, Mr. Salinas? Great to finally work with you, my friend.
I am very great to be on with you as well, Holden, my fellow Colorado and Denver, Metro Denver area brethren. I think for me, you talk about your podcast and the CityCast that you do here for Denver, talking about betting on Denver sports. And I've been in Denver my entire life. So I'm 50 plus years old. So I have seen everything and everything for the last since early 70s. I actually grew up, Holden, right down the street from the old Mile High Football Stadium. So my sports betting acumen goes way back to the mid to late 80s in North Denver. And I'm not a fan of any Denver team. So I'll put this real clear to you right off the bat, Holden. No fan of any team. I'm a fan of whoever I'm betting on. I'm a fan of cashing tickets. So no allegiance for me, even though I've been in Denver my entire life. I have no allegiance to any of the franchises here unless I'm playing them for a bet.
Two things. Today, I took my children out clothes shopping. It was just a wonderful experience. And the kid, the son, took up some Crush, you know, the orange Crush. He goes, "Daddy, what is this?" And I said, "It's soda, but maybe it's named after the Broncos defense of years of yore." So he got all interested, and then he really wanted it, and I had to take it out of his hand and put it back. So that was a story that was going nowhere. The second thing to tell you about, I'm with you. I mean, that's it. We're betting on things. I don't care. The only team that I root for anymore, my Kansas Jayhawks, okay? No professional teams anymore. Kansas basketball. Kansas football is tough to watch. Let's face it. It was a very profitable March Madness with my Jayhawks going, but I'm with you. Like, it really is tough just to keep fandom here. Now, I've been in the actual media side for a long time, had a lot of good relationships with players, so I still root for those players. But, you know, if I'm betting on a pitcher for a K prop, no way in hell I'm rooting for a guy that I like on the other side, Jay. Let's just make it clear right now.
And hold, even with the Avalanche winning, you know, good for them. It's great for the city. And there's fan. I'm a fan of a few of the players on the team. But as far as whether the team wins or not, it doesn't really matter to me. So I'm glad that they won. And there was a lot of excitement going through town this past week. The huge parade and all the aftermath there the other day. I believe that was on Thursday. I did not partake in any of that. I'm getting a little too old to go hang out in crowds of about a million plus people. I think that was the estimation. But again, good for them. No good for me. I actually bet the Lightning in the series. I bet them after the first game. I had them before the series and bet them plus 250 after game one, hoping to pull some money on the plus side. So, unfortunately, that ticket did not cash. Yes, the Avs were the champ, better team overall for sure, and took care of business on the road in that game six. Probably would have been a hell of a lot of pressure on them if they had to come home for game seven to try to clinch that here in Denver. But that without that saying here, Holden, again, we're fans of cashing tickets. So, any tickets for you going on? I know we're limited in our sports betting world. I know we've got UFC and other sports coming up tonight, but really now we're in the dog days of summer when it comes to sports betting, and all we have is baseball. Do you have any plays going on? Because I know we've got a full slate of baseball happening right now.
Listen, I have no doubt that you are a more successful bettor than I am, because that's not how I make my money. I make my money broadcasting, and I have a great time betting. You know, it pays for a couple of vacations. But I did have the Avs at plus 575. That was one thing that I looked at. So that was nice. Now it's gone. You know what I just placed yesterday? And we're going to get into the NFL. Justin Jefferson, Offensive Player of the Year. I think that'll be an interesting one. Not for MVP. They're two different awards. That's one that I'm looking at. And then I'm trying to target, and you're going to go, why are you even watching this game? I'm trying to target this Oakland-Seattle game live right now. George Kirby and Paul Blackburn, good pitching matchup. Should have bet the under. You know what? What are you going to do? The Oakland bullpen is so horrific that if we can get Blackburn out of this game here after seven innings, I will back the Mariners just because it's been a profitable route to target the Oakland bullpen. So that's a bet that I'll be looking at. And then coming up in a few minutes, when does this game start? 7:15 Eastern. So it's a little over an hour away. I'm liking the Red Sox tonight. Saw the Cubbies come back, make a nice little push. I think that there's an advantage on the bump for Boston. I don't love their offense away from home, but I think that there's going to be some real issues with the Cubs tonight. So Boston first five, minus a half, and then money line. What are you on tonight, Salinas?
Right now, I have not bet anything. I didn't bet any of the baseball slate this morning. There is one game, actually a local team. We do have our local baseball team. I guess we can call it baseball. Sure, they are. It is a professional baseball team, and they play much better when they are here in Denver at Coors Field than they do on the road. We know about what those road splits look like for the Colorado Rockies. It's been that way basically since the inception of this team 3 decades ago. But there is a player prop that I was looking at for tonight. I know we've got a ways to go before we get the first pitch there. We got about 3 hours, but that is one play that I'll be looking at. Have not made a bet on that play as of yet, nor do I have any plays going on forward. So we'll have to keep an eye on all these baseball games that are happening and see if we can get involved with some live action.
Oh, now I know. Now I need to know who it is. But James, don't judge me, but I totally a chalk donkey tonight. I took over 12 in that game. It has just been, you know, the first month of action here at Coors was wonderful for the under, but the home run rates are rising everywhere. We got over 11% fly ball, home run to fly ball rate, fly ball to home run rate. Now things are starting to pick up. Dallas Keuchel probably should be in single A at this point. Austin Gomber has been the butt of many jokes because he was one of the centerpieces of that Arenado trade. It wasn't his fault. He stinks. Yeah, and we also know that the Rockies pummel left-handed pitching at home. So I got burned with Arias the other night, but I'll be going with the over. I know it's eating the chalk. I don't love doing that, James. I like actually going against the public, but I will man up and admit that I am on that tonight.
Well, and if you're looking at the pitching matchup, you talked about it, Gomber. Yeah, the centerpiece, right? The key piece in that fleecing that was the St. Louis Cardinals pulling our beloved Nolan Arenado away. And again, I'm not a fan of any team. Nolan Arenado, though, I was a fan of his play, especially his glove work. We know he's got a good bat, too, but a tremendous third baseman defensively. Always worth the price of admission to go watch him play. And it was a complete fleecing that the Cardinals were able to get in return, being able to get Arenado for somebody like Gomer Pyle here that we're going to see on the hill tonight for the Colorado Rockies in that matchup with Dallas Keuchel. I mean, I didn't realize Dallas Keuchel had even gotten picked up until I was looking at it last week. I think he pitched last Sunday against Detroit and was let go or basically optioned down to AAA for the White Sox. It's a terrible start this season for Dallas Keuchel. I don't blame him. I mean, that's a big number, 12. I see it's up to 12.5, so you're not the only one. You're not alone. Holden his folks wanting to go the over in that route. Plus, it's nice weather. So it's very warm out there. The ball is going to carry at Coors Field. So I understand why you're taking the over.
Yeah, I know you understand. I feel a little dirty. I'm sitting here working with you. I'm telling you, I'm eating the chalk on this one. But sometimes the chalk is the right play. We'll find out if it is tonight. It might be completely the wrong play. You're talking about Arenado. Dude hit for the cycle, and the Cardinals hit 4 straight home runs, 11th time it's ever happened. I mean, are you kidding me? We're going to talk about the MLB futures in a little bit, but anybody that's sleeping on the Cardinals, I don't know what you're doing. Yes, the Yankees are a runaway freight train. The Dodgers are more talented from top to bottom, but, and I don't want to say it's the culture, but Goldschmidt could be the NL MVP. Arenado's right there. Tommy Edman is a complete stud. He's coming on. Nolan Gorman, the kid they brought up offensively, they're terrific. We'll see what they add at the deadline. They do have enough starting pitching, I think, to get them deep into the playoffs this year. So the Cardinals are a team I'm looking at, and I can't. What did you call him? Gomer Pyle? Is that what you called him?
Oh, Austin Gomer Pyle. That, well, I think Holden. I think that was really the. I mean, people were upset when that trade happened. Very upset, and rightfully so. When you consider what was being brought back. Now, if you talk about Austin Gomer, and we'll be respectful to Mr. Austin here, that he did actually pitch very well at Coors Field last year. He had 9 starts in his new digs there, downtown Denver at Coors Field. 9 starts. His ERA was just a tick over 2. In those 9 starts, so did pitch very well at home. Now, that was last year. We're not betting on last year. We're betting on this year, and it's completely the opposite. He's been awful this season. He got optioned into – he was put into the bullpen. He couldn't start anymore. Now he's going to have to get back out there and start. I just think he's going to have to eat some innings. We did see Senzatella go down last night early in that game, so the bullpen had to eat 7 innings in that matchup. So it's going to be a long – it's these next 3 weeks for the Colorado Rockies. They're in a position right now where they're playing 17 games in 17 days, and that bullpen needs a lot of help. So I think Mr. Gomber is going to have to eat some innings tonight, and we'll get to that play, but that's the way that I'm leaning with the pitcher prop is on Austin Gomer Pyle to get some outs tonight because he's going to have to eat some for the bullpen.
Yep, he'll good. Let's get him 15 outs and 15 runs, and we'll both be happy. Everything works out for it. Both of us. It's actually a couple of really good games going on. They're going to the bottom of the 9th in the Twin Cities. You've got Baltimore and Minnesota tied at 3. I told you about that St. Louis team. They hit 4 home runs in a row in the first inning. Well, the Phillies caught them, and then St. Louis just put up a run in the top of the 5th inning. So it's 6-5 there. Boy, I'd really love to live bet that game. I just haven't been watching. I've been watching the stupid A's Mariners game. You asked me what I'm doing today. I told you A's Mariners. What have you said? Get a life, right? Get a life.
I'll be saying it sounds like you probably have a bet on the game. That would be the only reason I would be watching. If I'm the eye test guy, Holden, if I'm betting it, I got to watch it. And that's probably something I didn't want to subject myself to today. So no. I definitely didn't have a play on that nor any games this morning.
No. We got the Mariners, and then we got to get the Mariners live, too. Hopefully they can come back, win this thing. And then Atlanta-Cincinnati's been a good game here. They're sitting in the top of the 6th inning. So we got a big show coming up here on BetCenter. My buddy Eric Moody from ESPN is going to talk some NFL with us. We'll talk some MMA tonight. Huge. Adesanya's in action. Everybody's buzzing about tonight's card. It's supposed to be spectacular. Brett Apley, MMA betting analyst, joins us. And Jordan Brenner is going to talk some NBA because the NBA, my goodness, what a complete show it has been. And we will discuss the NBA, KD, Kyrie, and more. His name is James Salinas. My name is Holden Kushner. Thanks for checking out BetCenter here. We're on for the next 3 hours and 45 minutes or so on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is BetCenter on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Yes, alongside James Salinas. My name's Holden Kushner, BetCenter, hanging out with you on Saturday. I've been thinking it's Sunday all day. We got this three-day weekend. It's just remarkable. Everybody's going out of town. That means we get to go make some money, Salinas. And we're going to go look at some baseball today. We'll be betting a little bit live. We'll find out more about MMA as we go on. But it has been a crazy week in the NBA. I mean, you talk about drama, right? The NFL always has it. The NFL, but I'm so like used to it. It's the number one sport. So it's in everybody's veins. And in the offseason, basically, it's about guys getting in trouble. And then once the season starts, it's a lot better. Well, the NBA, I mean, nobody wants to play where they're playing. Kevin Durant's done. He's kicking the tires here. He wants out. And it's an absolute show. And we're both here in Denver, though. We got the best player in the NBA, and Nikola Jokic, back-to-back MVP, signs the richest deal. in the history of the league. They go out this week. They get themselves KCP. I love that move. Bruce Brown, so they're shoring up the defense. You know what's interesting, though, James, and I'm going to take a left turn on you here. I was looking at the television ratings here in Denver because I don't think people realize the overwhelming majority of people in Denver do not have access to the Avalanche or the Nuggets. So you got a Stanley Cup champion. What'd you say? There was a million people at the parade. And yes, they had the eighth worst TV ratings in the NHL. And as of February, I don't know how they finished out, the Nuggets had the worst NBA TV ratings. We got two great teams here, and nobody watches them because Kroenke and Altitude got in a fight with Comcast and all the other cable operators. It's amazing.
The only one that does, I believe, is the DirecTV network, which I have, and I have had DirecTV for such a long time because I am a sports bettor and I need the NFL. That is definitely, you talk about the NFL going through our veins 365 days a year. Absolutely they do. They are tremendous about keeping themselves in the constant news cycle, at the top of the headlines, for that matter, for the NFL. And I think for that reason alone, I've had DirecTV because I need the Sunday ticket. Again, if I'm the eye test guy, if I'm watching the games, I'm betting the games, I got to see the games. However, when it comes to the NBA, I typically don't watch a whole lot of regular season NBA. But to your point, yes, with Xfinity and Comcast, all these other different providers out there, yeah, it has been at an impasse for quite a while. So I think a lot of people will go flood lower downtown, another different watering hole, so they can catch the Avs and the Nuggets on television. And I think if you haven't been able to see it, and you mentioned it as far as Nikola Jokic is concerned, not only the best player in the league the last 2 years, if you want to just give the MVP status, if that's what you crown to say the best player, but one of the toughest matchups. And I think that's what's interesting about the NBA is we've seen just this transformation and how the league has evolved over the last, 10 years, 15 years, et cetera, where it's become really five-out offense. Your fives, a lot of times, they stretch the field, they stretch the perimeter out, they can shoot the ball, they can handle the ball. Jokic can do those things too, but he also plays and he can score inside as well. But I think what's so great about Jokic, not just his scoring capacity, but his instincts for the game. He is a tremendous passer. I think that's one of the things that we see. Whether you, depending on what service or what watering hole during the regular season, to be able to watch the Nuggets here in town, that's what always comes off the screen to me, is his instincts to recognize and his feel for the game, getting his teammates involved, but his acumen to be a tremendous passer out on the court. I think that's something where, yes, you can measure that by assist, but so many things that he does, whether it's the hockey assist, doesn't always come from him, but he starts and facilitates so much of the offense for the Nuggets, and a lot of it comes off the pass.
And that's why I like their draft pick out of Kansas, Christian Brown, because this kid's a slasher. And as the year goes on, he's going to get more playing time, and it's a perfect fit with Jokic. The issue I have with the Nuggets, though, if they are not planning for Michael Porter Jr. to miss minimum of 30 games, I don't know what the hell they're doing. Maybe that's why they went out and got Bruce Brown, but this team cannot win a championship unless the Joker, Jamal Murray, and Michael Porter Jr. are all in fine form. And if that doesn't happen, this team will get another sixth spot in the playoffs, and they'll flame out. They'll win a series or two, and it'll be done. But I think the biggest story right now in the NBA has got to be Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. I mean, what a debacle this is. And just a note to all the Knicks fans. I grew up a Knicks fan, James. I gave up on that a long time ago. So I moved to Vegas 99-2000. That's basically when a lot of the fandom went out the window. The Knicks fans were absolutely just barraging the Nets fans with disses this week. Oh, you know, you guys thought that you were going to have a great run. Knicks fans need to shut up. Guys, girls, you should not be saying anything. You're the Knicks. This is the most dysfunctional franchise in the NBA outside of Sacramento. So Knicks fans talking trash was a little bit funny to me. With that being said, with the Nets, Kevin Durant wants a trade. You know, the word is he wants to go to Phoenix. Well, good luck with that. The ins and outs of the NBA, James, with the contracts, and you can't trade more than one guy that's coming off a rookie contract. It's absolutely fascinating. But at 34 years old, we're talking about a 34-year-old Kevin Durant. Now, these are different days. Maybe you get 3-4 years out of him. I mean, how great is Kevin Durant in your eyes at this point? For me, is he a top five player? Probably close to number five. You're getting a guy that can win you a championship, but it is going to cost a whole hell of a lot to land this guy.
It's not only is it going to cost a lot, there's no guarantee to what degree he's going to be even be available out on the court. We've seen it over the last three seasons. He's missed more games than he's actually played out on the court. So you're also, you talked about it being 34. He will be 34 by the time they start the season here in a few months. And we see it. We see this too. We talked about the change in offensive philosophy over the years, where it used to start inside to work outside, and now it's five out offense, spread the floor. Everybody can handle it. Everybody can shoot it. But you got to be healthy, and we see these guys really take this load management piece to a certain degree. Now, a lot of it has been because of the injuries recently with Kevin Durant, his Achilles. We saw the calf injury that he had in the playoffs a few years ago lead to that Achilles injury deep into the playoffs in the finals, and he had to take the next year off, and then the load management started to hit. We saw the knee injury that he had earlier this season, and once those wheels start to break down, you don't just get to go get a new set of tires. The tread is still there, and it's getting thinner and thinner for Kevin Durant. So yeah, not only at 34, the miles that are on those legs, and the fact that it just don't know how many what he's going to be available to play, trying to keep himself healthy through the grind of the NBA season to get to the playoffs. Now he was able to get to the playoffs and step in, but by that time, you know, Kyrie and all the things that were going on swirling around with him off the court, availability, he wasn't available to play due to the vaccination status there in New York City. And you know, that's one thing you can buy these high-priced players, Holden, but it doesn't buy chemistry. And I think that's the intangible piece. And that factors into a lot of things that when I break down games and handicap so many different sports, chemistry matters to me. How is this team working together, not only on the court, in this case here in basketball, but how do they get along? How do they support each other on the sideline and in that locker room? And, you know, I don't know if with Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and then bringing James Harden in there, that was another piece that obviously did not work out when they brought him over last year and had to jettison him off for another issue with Ben Simmons bringing that in. The chemistry is still another piece that just because you have a big contract doesn't mean you bring good character with you.
Congratulations to all the Laker fans that decided to donate to their favorite sports book by picking them to win the championship, moving the line pretty heavily, significantly, as a matter of fact, thinking that KD and or Kyrie was going to head out there. I read a good article in The Athletic today. Who was it? Hollinger. He goes, Brooklyn's asking price, rival executives familiar with the situation, two all-star caliber talents and a cachet of draft picks. And if you don't have it, well, go out and get it. So unfortunately, the Lakers would be one of those teams that kind of has that, but they don't have the draft capital where you're actually going to get players that can help you in the near term. There's not too many of those teams. Again, there's a monkey wrench in that Suns deal because you'd need a third team. There probably will be a third team in this. No matter what, it is going to take a lot for KD and Kyrie to be on the move. But ultimately, if you ask me to set the line, is Kevin Durant getting traded? -250. Where would you set that? Is he getting traded? Is that a plus or a minus number?
I do. I think he does get traded, but they're not going to get the haul that they were just reporting that they were asking for. There's no way they're going to get that. If you had that available as a team, why would you give that up? You're already a pretty good team as it is, and now you got to give away the key assets that make you a good team to now try to be a contender without those players on the floor. You're talking about two all-stars and whatever the draft capital might be, but the all-star talent, you know, I know it gets a little watered down with how the league is played now, but if you're giving that up and you're bringing in 34-year-old Kevin Durant, maybe the Brooklyn Nets get back what they are hoping for, what they're asking for. They're going to set the standard, set the price out there high, and then you're going to see some, they're going to have to draw those things back. This is a used car that's for sale now. This is not that speed car. This is not that flashy car now, rolling straight off the lot. 34 right. years old, a lot of miles, some thin tread, used car lot, used car salesman. The Nets are not going to get what they're asking.
Ooh, well, next on Bet Center, guess what we got for you? We got a little college football, and basically you have to have 16 teams in your conference if you want to be up and have any chance of going to the national championship game. What is going on in the Pac-12? LA, both teams moving out to the Big Ten. He's James Salinas. I'm Holden Kushner. Bet Center on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is BetCenter on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Ice cold beers, cold hard cash. Join the action on the pitch for the Heineken 2022 Soccer Prediction Challenge. Compete in 20 free-to-play pools this season for your shot at a share of $100,000 in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/Heineken right now. Start Vic Heineken. Made better. 21 and over only. Terms and conditions apply. Other eligibility restrictions apply as well. See DraftKings.com for details. And please drink responsibly. All right, let's do it. James Salinas, that's what his name is. My name is Holden Kushner. We're both out here in Denver. We're having a nice show with you. I told you I was targeting something. So Elliot, you know, Elliot, last week, we had a good show. I think I lost on that Padres.
You got me here? Hey. So, well, what Holden was looking for, I think he was looking for this Seattle game and looking to try to bet live. And we were actually talking about this during the break, how challenging it is right now to bet live because we know we have such a lag. Whether you're, depending on whether you're having to go streaming services, which definitely have a lag to it. I talked earlier that I have DirecTV service. I have that because it's the only network or it's the only service that provides full coverage of the National Football League. And I have to have my season ticket to be able to catch all the NFL games in real time. But we know there's a lag. Satellite services are going to have a lag too. So if we're betting and we're trying to find, regardless of whatever sport, there's a lot of times where we can look at the numbers. And I'm looking right now here on BetMGM, and I can tell a lot of times that something happened prior to what I actually see on the screen. And I think that's only going to become more and more of a challenge, is to be able to try to bet live in real time. Probably what we really need to do is start to create our own folks that we can plant in certain arenas at certain stadiums to be there in real time live, and maybe we can get ahead of the lag that way.
Are you talking about a sports betting posse where you just want to have people located at every single stadium and you'll just text them and ask what's going on and try and beat the book that way?
Absolutely. Why not? I mean, look, we have to find that. We're not doing anything illegal. We're live just like anybody else and trying to stay ahead of it. I just know, and we were talking about this holding between segments, where betting live while the game is actually going on, whether it's basketball or in this case here baseball, is a challenge because we know you could be 5, 10, 15, sometimes 30 seconds behind, especially if there's streaming services. And this is something we can discuss especially when we get closer to the NFL, because I know now Amazon Prime is going to start to get involved on those Thursday nights. That's definitely a streaming service. Well, how long of a lag are we going to have from what's actually going on, say, at Mile High Stadium on a Thursday night to what we actually get to see on the streaming services? So I think the best way to beat that, we just got to get season tickets. Those are pretty easy to get here in Colorado.
Ah, hey, I know I went off the air real quick. We just got a home run from Justin Upton. So went back to the well. Let's go up against bad bullpens. Oakland and Seattle 1-1 now, bottom of the eighth inning. But this is what we were talking about during the break. And I know, you know, Elliot, our esteemed producer, and we're going to get into college football a little bit. But I think this is probably going to help our viewers more than anything else, to be honest. Betting live. This is the majority of my handle comes from betting live, James. I like betting pregame. I will bet pregame, no matter what the sport, with the exception of basketball, which I think it's completely asinine to bet pregame there. But some guys are really good at it. So it's not asinine for them. It is just as for me, because I'm just about always going to get a better number there. But the streaming thing you bring up, like that is a minimum 30-second delay, my friend. Yep. And I purposefully, now I have DirecTV and I have Comcast. I have to have both, so that I can watch the Nuggets and the Avs, and then so I can watch, you know, other things. I don't want to stream these games. I don't want to do it. So there's a couple things when you're live betting. The first thing, you have to do it in between innings in baseball. Maybe there's a pitching change, if there's a stoppage in action. But once we get to the National Football League, and live player props is where it's at for me. I mean, I'm just crunching numbers, watching all the games, having a blast. You cannot bet that live, like live. If you are not disciplined enough to bet during a stoppage of play, whether it even be just a timeout or change of possession or between quarters or halftime, you're not going to be successful. the book already has such an advantage on you. And you, I'm sure you were saying that. The book has such an advantage on you already. And now you're going to give the advantage of knowing what happens before you do. Don't do it. Don't do it. Resist the urge. Take a step back. Take a deep breath. And if you're going to bet live, be patient. If you're not going to be patient, you're not going to make money. You're going to lose money. I think it's as simple as that. How big into the live betting are you, James?
Oh, even more and more so now. I mean, prior to sports betting being legalized here in Colorado back, well, now just a shade over 2 years, it was May 2020, and we know we're in the midst of the pandemic, so we didn't have a whole lot of things to bet on back then, outside of Russian ping pong, got involved in that action. But aside from getting involved with table tennis at the time, I started to widen out the menu because now being legal had so many operators. I think, Holden, being out here in Colorado is the biggest advantage. We know the book. You talked about the books having the advantage with the feeds and being ahead of us as far as the sports betting. Sports bettors are concerned to see what's going on in real time as opposed to when we're finally getting the feed of the action. But the one advantage we do have is, and you talked about player prop markets, live player prop markets, those types of things. Mm-hmm. We have so many operators, independent operators, that we have the opportunity to build out a portfolio of so many, not only the menu of what's available to bet out here in Colorado, but the variation within the lines. There's so many different, same sport, same game, same team, numbers are different. And I'm not talking about before the game kicks off, tips off, or the first pitch is thrown. I'm talking about during the game. I open up a number of different books during a game, and I want to see how are those numbers fluctuating from book to book to book in a live market. In particular, a lot of times when we're talking about the money line. So for me, I'm typically an under and a bet against human achievement. So I'm looking at unders when we talk about totals, and I'm usually gravitating towards the underdog plus money or plus money lines and or plus points. And that's usually something that you can see such a swing within, especially the price when we're talking about money lines during live betting. And that is where we do have an opportunity and an advantage as sports bettors, at least here in Colorado, Holden, because we have such a wide array of, I think we have over 20 operators in the state.
Yeah, over 20 books. And there's going to be a handful that you don't want to bother with. And that is a great point to bring up, because when I'm live betting, and this just goes to the NFL, because I think this is really what we're talking about right now. I'll have between 5 and 6 books up. And I'll have it on the page that I want it. Okay, so am I targeting the Chargers and the Broncos this week? Well, let's get those pages up there and go through the odds, flip and flip and flip. Now, it's at least going to give you a better chance of getting better odds, but they're all over the place, James. These numbers are all over the place. One book, Derrick Henry, you know, in-game prop, 123.5 rushing yards. Another book has it 130.5. Like, you have to shop around in this, but you also have to be efficient enough. So I'm going to bring this up to the table. If you're just learning to do something, I know it's not fun to bet $1, $5, $10. But if you're just learning how to live bet, I would not put my full unit out there. Maybe $10 is your full unit. Fine. Bet $1 then, because you're going to have to learn. And this is what I do week one, James. I mean, I take it slow in week one just because of me. I've got to get back into the swing of things. Sure, I'm betting preseason, but you don't have preseason player props like that. You can bet preseason sides. You can bet preseason totals, which I also enjoy. But as far as player props go, ease yourself into things. I know we only have 18 weeks of the regular season, but there's no reason to just go run through your bankroll week one because you're not sharp enough. You know, the preseason for in-game player props, there's no warm-up for it. There's no warm-up. You just have to remember what you did last year and apply it to this year. That's the big thing I have for you. Get in a lot of these books and make sure you take it slow. And if you're learning, do not put your full bankroll. Do not put a full unit on it. Learn how to do it. Enjoy it. That to me is the first thing, learning, enjoying it. And then once you start seeing some return there, make the investment.
And find what your niche is. Is it whatever your sport is? You know, I have a pretty wide lane when it comes to sports betting, but I don't bet on every single sport that's out there. There's only so many hours in the day that we have to be handicappers that we have, especially if you're the eye test person like I am, that I need to see it and I can watch through matchups and look at adjustments, especially when we're talking about the in-game market and things like basketball, for instance, and seeing how coaches understanding their roster, how they're going to adjust to a certain style of offense or defense that they're facing. But I think the market, and that's one that I was digging into more last year, was the player prop market. Now, I know not every state allows certain player props out there, depending on the sport. Not every state also has live player props. But that was one I started looking at last year, because we do have a number of operators, to your point, Holden, that offer those live betting player props. And that's really something interesting as we continue to expand our menu. Find your niche. Find what you're good at. Yes, enjoy it. But it always feels better when you're winning. It's a lot easier to celebrate when you win.
I'm not going to beat you on sides and totals. I'm probably not going to be, I'm not going to beat the book sides and totals pregame. We have an edge live player props. They have not caught up to it yet. This is Bet Center. He's James Salinas. I'm Holden Kushner. Talk some UFC. Brett Apley next on
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is BetCenter on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
The VSIN Summer Special is here. For only $19, you get everything VSIN has to offer from now until the end of July. Sign up today, you'll get VSIN's best daily bets, including Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets, NFL preseason coverage, premium articles on golf, UFC, USFL, and NASCAR. If you want the full VSIN experience, which features daily best bets, emails, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, use of our betting tools, and a live video stream whenever you want it, costs only $19 to be a subscriber through July 31st. Sign up now at vsin.com/summer. And there sure is a ton of MMA, UFC in those Point Spread Weeklies, in the emails, and welcome back to BetCenter. My name's Holden Kushner, host of the Denver CityCast, presented by Bet Rivers. That is under the VSIN umbrella. All I do is talk about betting on the Colorado and Denver sports teams. James Salinas, you got to know who James is, one of the best bettors in the world. And right now, we're going to talk some UFC 276 with Brett Apley. He's with The Athletic, as well as DailyFanMMA.com. Brett, wonderful to have you on. Thanks for the time. I know everybody that's into UFC is jacked about this one. Tell me something. Adesanya, 85% of the handle, 90% of the tickets. Would it be dumb to fade the public tonight?
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Look, UFC 276, this is just an outstanding card, both with the co-main event, main event, and the rest of the main card as well. It's just going to be a really, really awesome night. It is tough for me to get behind Adesanya at like a near minus 500 line. I do think he's the rightful favorite for sure. But the problem in a matchup like this, like Adesanya is just a more experienced kickboxer here. He has championship experience, but he doesn't like land strikes at as high of a rate as the average fighter. He's only landing, let me pull up his numbers here. He is averaging 3.84 significant strikes landed per minute. And you can get yourself in a sticky situation when fights are extended. We've seen Adesanya lose rounds to Blachowicz, to Whitaker, to Yoel Romero. He landed 48 significant strikes in 25 minutes. So yeah, I favor Adesanya. He's, you know, the deserved favorite for sure, because he's the better fighter in this matchup. And there are ways for him to totally run away with this. There are ways for him to win by knockout early and prove he's just, you know, more durable, more explosive, etc. But in a situation where this fight goes the distance, him and Cannonier project to throw strikes at a similar rate. And you just, I don't know if you want to get put yourself in a position to, you know, kind of get screwed by the judges in a somewhat low volume, low paced, competitive striking affair that lasts 25 minutes. So to answer your question, I think Adesanya is the deserved favorite, but if like the line is pushing a price to where I don't think it's a terrible idea if you wanted to look at the underdog now.
Well, beyond looking at the underdog here, Brett, what about if we get involved with the, whether it's the round betting or the method of how you think this fight will finish, whether we think it's going to go to a decision? Right now, a decision is plus 100. Now you're stuck having to put it in the hands of the judges, like you said. If you want to avoid that, maybe that's not the way that you would go. But what about our round betting here? Will this be something where I'm looking at the total? It can go, will it go the distance? No is one minus 135. Total rounds under 4.5 rounds is even at minus $1.10. If it's a quicker fight, under 2.5 rounds plus 140. Anywhere to get involved here when we're talking about the method and or the round betting?
Yeah, it's incredibly difficult to predict knockouts, and I pretty much always lean on the side of fights going longer than they're projected for, especially in a matchup like this. And we can talk about other fights like Sean O'Malley versus Pedro Munhoz that are projected to be fought at an extremely high pace. Adesanya just doesn't throw strikes at as high, at that high of a rate, and he defends strikes at 2.56 per minute absorbed, 61% defense. Cannoneer, again, absorbing 3.2 significant strikes per minute. So, could each side win by knockout? Yes. Adesanya is absolutely capable of winning by knockout. We've seen Cannoneer get hurt before. We've seen Cannoneer get finished before. But when I would look to bet an early knockout, it would be more in a fight that projects to take place at a high pace. Whereas this fight, to me, neither guy throw strikes at that high of a rate, and both are pretty strong defensively. I think it's a little bit more likely that we see a more cautious extended fight. And so I would lean toward the fight lasting a while and probably going the distance here.
You mentioned the bantamweights, O'Malley and Munhoz. So let's look at this fight here. Obviously a nice little pace, right? You got O'Malley, an up and comer. Give us a little background on these two guys and how we want to attack this fight from a betting perspective.
So, yeah, I like Sean O'Malley. We got on O'Malley earlier in the week when he was closer to minus 200, and I think it's a good matchup for him. He's one of the better distance strikers in this division. He's averaging 8.26 significant strikes landed per minute. So when I'm just comparing to Israel Adesanya, who I said was, you know, 3.8 per minute, O'Malley's averaging 8.26 significant strikes landed per minute. He's coming off a recent win against Chris Moutinho, where he landed 230 significant strikes in 15 minutes. That's a fighter who's going to, you know, that's a fighter who throws strikes at a very high pace, and he's fighting an opponent in Pedro Munhoz, who is very aggressive himself, absorbing more than six significant strikes per minute. And the other problem with Munhoz in this matchup, but one reason why he's the underdog, he is 5 inches shorter than O'Malley, and he is giving O'Malley 7 inches of reach. So in a situation like this, when the fight plays out at distance, I've already touched on O'Malley being an elite distance striker. Munhoz is so much smaller than him. Munhoz simply cannot even like reach him at a standard distance. For Munhoz to have any success in this fight, he's going to need to attack the legs of O'Malley, close the distance, and try and either, you know, fight this fight hectically in the pocket or grapple a little bit. I think O'Malley's pretty safe to win because he projects to land head strikes at such a high rate. And the interesting dynamic with the matchup, though, is that O'Malley has had so much success. It's translated into knockouts. He's won by knockout, six times in a row. Pedro Munhoz has never been finished ever in 26 professional fights. So it is a little bit scary for us to just say, oh, yes, O'Malley's going to win this fight by knockout against an opponent who has literally never been knocked out ever. However, if we also assume O'Malley's going to land strikes at a very high clip, especially to the head, against an opponent who absorbs strikes to the head at a high pace, then you just never know. I think O'Malley, again, I think he's pretty safe. I wouldn't mind him as a parlay leg. I think this fight's going to take place at a very high pace. And I think if I had to guess, I think we're going to see someone get hurt here and probably end inside the distance. O'Malley by knockout is a decent prop opportunity. And Munhoz just, I don't see him producing enough offense consistently to win rounds because he's at such a distinct disadvantage at range and in terms of his size. So for Munhoz to win as the underdog, I think it's much more likely that it would come in the form of him hurting O'Malley or perhaps jumping on one of his famed guillotines. So I think there's a decent chance this fight does end inside the distance.
Brett, let's jump to the co-main event, the featherweight title bout here with Volkanovski taking on Holloway. Now, I know you were talking about high-volume strikers. I believe that fits the bill here for Holloway taking on Volkanovski for the third time. Where are you going with this fight?
Yes, absolutely. You know, Max Holloway lands strikes at an absolute historic rate. It's insane. He landed 445 significant strikes against Calvin Kattar over 25 minutes. That is beyond impressive. But what's intriguing about these two competing against each other is Volkanovski has done an absolutely tremendous job limiting the attack of Holloway through two fights, has only absorbed 102 and 134 significant strikes in their 10 rounds of fighting. Volkanovski and Holloway are both some of the best round winners in the sport today. Volkanovski landing more than 6.6 significant strikes per minute, absorbing 3.3, and he has wrestling to boot, averages about 2 takedowns landed per 15 minutes. I think this fight very likely plays out competitively. I know there's opportunity for both to win inside the distance. We've seen Holloway hurt a little bit here and there. We've seen Volkanovski hurt a little bit by Holloway in their last fight. However, I mean, Holloway has not been knocked down ever in the UFC. I think that spans 25 fights, and Volkanovski is as tough as they come to. Insane cardio, and then just exceptional defensively. So if I was betting this fight, I would, especially as the favorite in Volkanovski, I'd probably be looking to bet him by decision, which you can find probably at plus money. I see him plus 105, plus 110, depending on what book you look at. I would rather take a shot on Volkanovski. Yeah.
We are up against it, though. That was a tremendous hit, by the way. Brett Apley, MMA betting analyst. Check his stuff out at The Athletic, right? And also dailyfanmma.com. Thank you so much for the time. Sorry to have to cut it short. We got to pay
the
bills,
my
friend.
Thank you. All right. Have a good one.
Holden Kushner here. James Salinas on the other side. Come back. Look at the MLB board. Let's see if my Mariners can finish things off. And I want to talk to you about juice, Salinas. It's VSiN, the sports betting network.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters. Every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.